Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Sheriff's detectives continue their search for the two suspects involved in Monday morning's armed robbery at Ray's Food Place in Willow Creek, the second armed robbery at Ray's in the last month. The two armed suspects wearing all-black clothing forced their way into the store and held up the employees at gunpoint. They demanded the manager fill a backpack with the contents of the store safe, and then the suspects fled the scene on foot. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Last month, the Humboldt Bay Water District had to replace two broken valves in its infrastructure and asked county residents to conserve water during the replacement process. The replacement went smoothly, but even if the project faced complications, the city of Eureka is prepared for water emergencies, as interim city manager Mike Knight explains.
We have a good amount of storage, the most storage in this area, so we can run for quite a number of days if the water were turned off. And we work closely with the district. We're well aware of the shutdown, and things went well from our perspective.
Knight added that although some customers did conserve water, it was ultimately unnecessary due to the city's large water reserves. Sheriff's deputies have made some arrests. Dan Squire has more.
Sheriff's deputies in Garberville arrested 25-year-old Jonathan Boyd over the weekend on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon, hit and run, and DUI. Boyd is accused of deliberately ramming his pickup truck into a vehicle carrying two women with whom he had had a confrontation. The women told deputies they were being followed by Boyd and parked in the lot of a vet clinic. Both witnesses and the victims report that Boyd then raced toward their car and hit them before driving off. Boyd was contacted at his residence and arrested and booked into county jail. A sheriff's deputy arrested 50-year-old Karen Paulson following a traffic stop in Blue Lake. The deputy reportedly smelled the strong odor of marijuana coming from the car, and a search turned up 2 pounds of processed bud, a loaded .44 caliber handgun, and a small amount of meth. Paulson was booked into county jail. With KINS News, I'm Dan Squire.
Eureka Mayor Frank Yeager has made his choice in selecting an individual to serve out the remainder of Councilmember Lance Madsen's term. Yeager, with advice from a subcommittee, has chosen Chet Albin to serve on the council representing the 5th Ward. Albin was one of three final candidates considered, along with Leslie Lawlick and Barry Smith. Albin is a lifelong resident of the county and has lived in Eureka since 1985 and has served on numerous local committees and commissions. If approved, Albin will serve the remainder of Madsen's term, which expires at the end of 2014. Deputies with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to an assault with a deadly weapon in the 18,000 block of North Highway 1 in Fort Bragg. Deputies contacted the female victim, who said that her partner, 49-year-old Brian Dieter, was upset, and as a result of his behavior, she left their house on foot with their two children. Dieter then drove his vehicle down the roadway directly at the victim. She jumped out of the way and sustained minor injuries. Dieter was arrested and booked into jail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a man wanted on two felony warrants. The Sheriff's Office is searching for 35-year-old Zachariah Friedland, who is wanted for unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and oral copulation with a minor. Friedland is also wanted on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance and possession of stolen property. Anyone with information about Friedland or his whereabouts is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. The National Weather Service in Eureka is predicting below freezing temperatures for tonight as the cold front continues to impact the region. The cold weather results in icy and slippery conditions on the roadways. Motorists are advised to slow down and ensure their headlights are on when driving on icy roads. And the Eureka Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring an open house and ribbon-cutting ceremony for security company Advanced Security's new location. A family-owned business for over 45 years, Advanced Security was named the Chamber of Commerce's 2012 Business of the Year. The ribbon cutting takes place this Friday at 1:30 p.m. at their new location on 1336 4th Street in Eureka. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.